This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. A lawsuit filed by farm worker labor groups is putting the ag industry on the defensive, while they'd much prefer to be doing everything they can to keep everyone in ag production safe and healthy. Richard Klein, director of safety and claims at the Washington Farm Bureau, says every farmer he knows is doing everything that needs to be done, including social distancing.
We've not had to do too much in the fields because the fields are wider open and they're outside. But when you come down to packing lines and sorting lines, as they're ramping up, most places I know have already taken the precautions of moving workstations farther apart, of staggering shifts, making sure that folks have sanitizer, and putting in extra hand washing stations that not only meet but exceed the requirements of DOSH and or the CDC.
Bottom line, Klein says, without the workers, what have we got?
It doesn't behoove any employer, much less an agricultural employer who has a very different time frame than the usual manufacturer or retail operation. They have to have those people available and healthy and capable of doing their job. So if what it takes is a little bit extra time on the line, if what it takes is a little bit more money to put in those precautions that will keep people safer, then they're going to do it.
Klein says long before coronavirus, agriculture has been doing what's necessary to protect their workers. Tune in tomorrow for more on keeping the ag workforce safe and healthy.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.